The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. How nice to greet you in the name of our Lord. Responsibility. The preacher has a tremendous responsibility in preaching the true gospel to you. And then you, as an individual created in the image of God, free moral agent, you have the responsibility of accepting or rejecting the gospel. You have this responsibility. This was true in the New Testament age. It was true back in times of the prophet, and it's true yet today. For example, in Ezekiel chapter 33, we read about the watchman on the tower and how he was to blow the trumpet and to warn the people that they might flee, coming behind the walls of the city with the approaching of the enemy. And we read about this in this 33rd chapter of Ezekiel and verse 4 about those who do not respond to the warning. It says, "Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head." So after he had blown the trumpet and warned the people, the responsibility was no longer his. It was in the lap of those who had heard the sound of the trumpet. And likewise, it is true with the preaching of the gospel. I know in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, the Lord said to the apostles and the preachers, he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God, all need the good news of salvation." However, once the gospel has been preached, notice the responsibility is relieved of the preacher, and it's in the court of the other person now. Verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So the responsibility is to be accepted by the one who hears the gospel. The Apostle Paul, referring to even this commission, speaks in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. He says, "Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." So Paul's preaching, his warning, his teaching was to every man, that he might present every man perfect or complete in Christ Jesus. And of course, the responsibility would be now upon the shoulders of those who heard the gospel after they had been warned by the Apostle Paul. Well, in the preaching of the gospel, when one believes and is baptized, he is saved from his past sins. And like Colossians 2:12 says, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." And in continuing this thought of a burial and a resurrection, chapter 3, verse 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ," as from the waters of baptism, "seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." So when you accept Christ, you accept the responsibility about this chapter, especially the first part of this third chapter of Colossians. He talks about putting off certain things and putting on certain things, as we put off the old man and put on the new, and accept the responsibility of being a Christian. Yes, we have the responsibility of accepting the preaching of the gospel. The preacher has relieved himself of the responsibility when he has delivered the true message. And looking ahead to that great day of accountability and giving account of ourselves and being responsible, Philippians chapter 2, we find in verse 10, 11, and 12 some great words. "In that day every knee will bow, we are told, before God." And verse 11 says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There's a day when we all must give an account. And thus verse 12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Each of us have a responsibility to get in there and to learn and to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord, like he says here, the responsibility of being a Christian. Thank you for listening today. May we do this. Thank you for listening today.